I'm sorry. I'm Canadian. Canadians must be a sorry lot, because they're always saying they're sorry. When I bumped into a woman at the grocery store, she was the first to apologize, even though it was my fault. No contest. We're all sorry. I've said sorry after someone walks in front and cuts me off, and after banging my knapsack against a street sign or hitting my knee on the coffee table. I've heard myself apologize to a cashier after being overcharged, as if I did something wrong. I've gone beyond sorry. I'm flirting with pathetic. I want to act more like my hero, Judge Judy. I watched back-to-back episodes of her courtroom TV for the first time. This woman is amazing and lucky. Not only does she get paid Hollywood big bucks to wave her legal wand over a teenager suing an ex-boyfriend for throwing a bagel, but Judge Judy gets far greater license. She's allowed to yell at people. Judy doesn't need to burn off frustration through Tai Bo classes or therapy sessions. All she has to do is go to work. If I could yell at people in my courtroom, I'd be pinching myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. And I'd almost feel guilty about cashing those hefty paychecks. I said, almost. Want justice? Call Judge Judy. Are you kidding? What sane plaintiff and defendant would voluntarily go before this queen of scream when there's a 99% chance of public humiliation broadcast to millions of viewers? Not only is the guilty party raked over Judy's fiery coals, but the innocent person can be thrashed as well. Apparently, no one should waste Judy's time with ridiculous lawsuits. You have a good excuse for throwing your son's computer through the window? Don't bother explaining, as Judy doesn't care. No witnesses, pictures, and receipts to support your claim or defense? Go tell it to the mountain. Judy refuses hearsay.
Real cases, real people, real justice
is announced for the show's introduction. The producers should include a medley of her famous lines.
Do you think I'm stupid? Grow up. Pay attention. I'm not talking to you. Put your hand down. You live like a pig.
This woman knows how to wield an exclamation point. Judge Judy is anything but gender biased. She's cranky clear across the board, whether you're a deadbeat dad or a bar-hopping mom. Young and old alike are mistreated equally. I have to respect a woman who writes a book entitled, Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining. Judge Judy, you rock. Obviously, I can't turn into Judge Judy overnight. Maybe I'll start the process by replacing sorry with excuse me, except when I walk into a street sign. For that, I'll always say sorry, because those no stopping signs can have real attitude. Speaking of street signs, Canadians need a new one that reads, No apologizing.